Praise God. It's a real pleasure to be here in the house of the Lord tonight. And I want to say again, I'm glad to see you here. Now, let's turn to the book of Timothy, 2 Timothy, in the first chapter. I want to read a little bit. I want to say that if I've hurt you or offended you in any way through my ministry and my lifetime in trying to bring you to the truth and to the perfection of Christ, if I've offended you in any manner in self-will outside of the Holy Spirit, I ask your forgiveness because I didn't mean to. I've tried to do what I felt was right and tried to treat you right and tried to rebuke you. The Bible said right here in the 5th chapter of the 20th verse, them that sin rebuke before all, that others also may fear. It's my job to rebuke people before everybody, that others might be fearful in the sense of doing wrong, that they themselves might know that they will be openly made a spectacle. And God ordains this, that we can be able to put a little fear in the hearts of others. Now you say, well, God doesn't embarrass people. Well, that's His motive and method. If it embarrasses, well, that's God. He's responsible. I'm not. I'm just supposed to do what He said do. Reading from the second book of Timothy, chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day. That kind of shows us that Paul prayed night and day, didn't he? Greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois, and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partakers of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed unto Him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost, which dwelleth in us. Hallelujah. Now, I believe that we're living in a day when we can truthfully say that this is the beginning of sorrows. I believe that. Jesus told us on one occasion that all of these things would begin to happen. Great perplexities would begin to take place in the world. Fear would begin to overshadow the hearts of mankind. He said that there would be earthquakes in divers places. The weather would get all out of sorts, and there would be great storms and tornadoes, and there would be wars, and there would be diseases that would spread over the face of the entire world. He said that all of these things would come. He told His disciples in that day that they could look for them, Brother Jimmy, because there was coming a day that these things would come to pass. And I believe that we can truthfully say that we are the generation that has entered into the beginning of sorrows, Brother Bob. I believe that we've entered into the age where men's hearts are continually filled with sorrow and their minds are continually oppressed as Satan tries to trample down the mind of humanity. He's moving at a great and a tremendous pace to try to trample down the mind of humanity. He's trying his best to get control of the powers of humanity, the intellectual powers of humanity, because he knows that this will give him the control of all the world. If he can educate men unto a great place in life and then get control of their feelings and their desires, then through their great polished intellectual abilities, he can set up a kingdom that cannot be penetrated by anyone except God himself. Amen. You say, Brother Pike, could Satan actually set up a kingdom in this world that nobody could penetrate? The Bible tells us when Antichrist comes on the earth, he will have such great outstanding power that he will be able to control people in such a measure that he can declare war, and it'll be war throughout the earth, or he can stop war whenever he gets ready. He doesn't operate like the president operates. He will not operate like the kings operate, but he not only can start war throughout the world, but he will have the power to stop war. If he decides to stop war, he can stop war. There'll be one great religious body that will be so afraid to do anything else that they will function according to the Antichrist head and not according to the Holy Ghost. Amen. People resist the Holy Ghost. There's people in the world that resist, Brother John. They resist the Holy Ghost. They do this to their sorrow. They do this to their own hurt. But the Bible says in the days of Stephen's that they resisted the Holy Ghost. When he spoke to them and called them stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart, he said they were in error. He said, and the error is caused because you resist the Holy Ghost. So as your fathers have done, he said, so do you. But I'm glad today that there is a people in the world. It's not a large people, but there is a people in the world that does not resist the Holy Ghost. You say, Brother Pike, how do we resist the Holy Ghost? By being stiff-necked. That's the way to resist the Holy Ghost. When you get stiff-necked. Now you say, what do you mean stiff-necked? I mean when you're not flexible with the Spirit. Amen. That's right. When you're not flexible with the Spirit, when the preacher says something, if it's God speaking from within him, you ought to be like that, not be stiff-necked. Amen. Praise God. You ought to be able to go along with it. Hallelujah. Stephen said it's because of being stiff-necked. This is what causes the thing. And he said, you resist the Holy Ghost by being stiff-necked. And then he said, by being uncircumcised in your heart. Amen. Not having the old carnal mind moved away to let the new man live within your heart in the glory and the likeness of the Son of God. Hallelujah. Amen. That's where the trouble comes today. By resisting the Holy Ghost. The more that we go to seminary, the more we resist the Holy Ghost. The more worldly wealth that we get, the more that we resist the Holy Ghost. The more things that we put in our mind in intellectual reasoning, with our own understanding, folks, the more we resist the Holy Ghost. This ought not to be. Hallelujah. Did you know that in the early church, they were so subject to the Holy Ghost, Brother Joe, that the Bible said that he controlled the church, and when the Holy Ghost said for somebody to go, they went. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I know we got an antitype of it today where somebody said, glory to God, I'm led by the Holy Ghost, and when I feel like going, I'm going. I want you to know that's the best resistance against the Holy Ghost I know of. That's the greatest resistance, because you feel you ought to do something according to your carnal mind, not holding a post of duty, not taking any responsibility of being a real man of God and moving according to the leadership of the ministry. Amen. In the early church, they came together. Praise God. And when they were out, they were sent by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Somebody said, well, didn't the Holy Ghost speak to him and tell him to go? He certainly did. Some minister stood up and said, yea, thus saith the Lord. Amen. They were sent forward by the ministry. They didn't just hatch up some kind of idea or some kind of feeling or just get tired of living in one place and decide to leave. But the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, had control and sent them out to preach the gospel of the living God. Hallelujah. Brother Gerald, the Holy Ghost to some people is nothing more than a figment of imagination. I said to them, the Holy Ghost don't really exist. The Holy Ghost is just a spirit that they can use for their convenience. Amen. To do like they want to and say, God told me to do it. Amen. If they want to quit a job, they quit a job and say, God impressed me to do it. Amen. To say that God condoned their lethargy and their laziness. A mother neglected children. And she said, well, I was talking with God. Or God led me to do it. Amen. God condoning the spiritual lethargy that's among people. You know that the Holy Ghost doesn't do anything like that. The Holy Ghost spoke through the mouth of Paul and said, if a man don't work, neither shall he eat. And then you think the same Holy Ghost is going to tell you to quit your job and wander all over the place? Do you think that's the Holy Ghost? Amen! The Holy Ghost said, study to show thyself approved, a workman unto God that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Do you think that same wonderful Holy Ghost is going to turn then and tell you to go out into the ministry when you're not even prepared to go? If he does, his ministry is divided, his kingdom is divided, and his kingdom can't stand. Because the Holy Ghost himself testified that a divided kingdom cannot stand. If the Holy Ghost tells me to tell you to study to show yourself approved, a workman unto God that needeth not to be ashamed, and then tells you to do contrary to it, then his kingdom would be divided. Amen. I'd be preaching in vain. If the Holy Ghost in God's Word tells you to be contented in whatsoever state you find yourself, and he tells me to preach it, and then you're so restless like a wave on the sea, and you can't be contented with nothing, then, my brother, if you say that's the Holy Ghost, there's something wrong with you. God is not divided. If we deny Christ or the Holy Ghost, he remaineth faithful, and he cannot deny himself. Hallelujah. When the Holy Ghost tells us that we must strive to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of fellowship, and then we don't strive to keep the unity of the Spirit, and then we find fault with the brethren, and then we separate ourselves from the brethren, and we get our feelings hurt, and we carry our feelings around on our shoulders, and don't swear to our own hurt, there's something wrong with us. Amen. If the Holy Ghost said, swear to thine own hurt and change not, and we swear to our own hurt one day and the next day we done changed. Amen. The next day we can't swear to our own hurt. Then my brother, my sister, there's something wrong with us. There is but one Holy Ghost. His word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change it for Brother Pike. Amen. He doesn't change it for the congregation. He doesn't change it for Brother Branham. He doesn't change it for Brother Roberts. He doesn't change it for anybody. He did not change it for Jesus Christ. Amen. That's exactly right. Jesus said, not my will, Father, but thy will. Amen. You can rest assured that if he didn't change it for the beloved Son of God, he certainly, Brother Vince, he's not going to change it for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible said, the Holy Ghost said, to purge out the old leaven and be you a new lump. Didn't he say it? Then if we say that God doesn't want us to purge out the old leaven, that God told us to let it alone, then there's something wrong with us. A lot of times a person to condone the evil that's in the church, they say, well, the Bible said, God said, let them alone and let them grow together. He certainly did, my brother. He certainly did, my sister. But you show me in God's word where he ever said, let them alone and let them grow in the church. He said, in the field, which is the world. Amen. Let them go together out there. But in the church, purge out the old leaven. Amen. Glory to God, and them that sin rebuke before all that others might fear. Oh, hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. There is but one Holy Ghost. When the Holy Ghost tells us that He hath not given us the spirit of fear, and then we go around fearing, and we say that we had a dream, or we had a vision, or somebody told us something, or somebody preached something to us, and it's left us in a state of fear, there is something wrong with us. Amen. Amen. The Holy Ghost didn't give you that spirit of fear. Amen. The Holy Ghost is not a spirit of fear. The Holy Ghost is a spirit of joy, my brother. If you've got heaviness, the Bible said He'll give you joy. He'll give you beauty for your sorrow. He'll take away the ashes. Amen. The Holy Ghost, He is the spirit of joy. Amen. Unspeakable and full of glory. He is the spirit of wisdom, not intellectual reasoning. He is the spirit of wisdom. You don't have to go to seminary to get this. Amen. You say, Brother Pike, is that Bible? Amen. Somebody said, well, God said study to show yourself approved. He didn't say in some kind of school. Amen. The Bible said concerning our leader, whose steps we ought to follow in, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. They said, how does this man know letters, never having learned? Amen. Amen. So then there is but one great and mighty Spirit of God. Where is the trouble today? It's the same trouble that was in the garden that started with intellectual reasoning when Eve lent to her own understanding and did not trust in the Word of God with all of the heart, soul, mind, and strength. But did you know the Holy Ghost is not a figment of imagination? The Holy Ghost is a living reality. He's not some figment of imagination that you imagine there's a spirit around, or you imagine that God's here, or you just try to imagine there's a reality in God. But He's a real living being that's in your midst. Amen. A resurrected power and spirit from the body of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, that's in your midst, that lives in you, that you can feel the verbal inspiration, the tangible quickening as it runs up and down your spine and your body. He is the gracious, loving, ever-living Holy Ghost, the eternal Spirit. Praise God. So He hath not given you the spirit of fear, but He hath given you the spirit of joy. For serving God is joy, peace, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. Amen. That's the kind of fella He is. Glory to God, I'm glad He's that kind of fella. When something else comes around, I can shake it off. Hallelujah! Glory to God, when a sad feeling comes around and I don't feel good, and I feel depressed, and sorrow of heart sets in, I know that's the curse. Amen. But I'll tell you what, the Holy Ghost will turn the darkness into day. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost, the Bible said here, He has not given you the spirit of fear, but He has given you the spirit of love. Hallelujah. He has given you the spirit of love. If you have a spirit of haughtiness, if you have a spirit of resentment, if you have a spirit of rebellion, if you have a spirit of self-will, a spirit of carnality, then lie not against the truth. The Holy Ghost didn't give it to you. Amen. If you have some far-fetched thing that cannot be easily entreated and cannot be received, don't lie against the truth. The writer said the Holy Ghost didn't give it to you. Amen. For the wisdom that cometh from God first, it is peaceable. I said it is peaceable. When something comes to your heart that's troubling you, you better stop and check up, because that which comes from the Holy Ghost, it is peaceable. Amen. When God appeared to the shepherds on the hillside, He said, peace on earth. Hallelujah. It is first peaceable. And He said, goodwill toward man. Hallelujah. I'm thinking good toward you. Hallelujah. Amen. Peace. He said it is first peaceable. When the wisdom of God came down, it is first peaceable. And it is easily to be entreated. Amen. Easily to be entreated. For he said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. You say, Brother Pike, why is it so rough on the flesh? Because it's got to die. Amen. All the paths of God are peace. My brother and sister, when you're having problems, when you're having troubles, and you can't settle things in your home, and you can't settle things in the congregation, lie not against the truth. It's not the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Bible said confusion is of the devil. Amen. But the paths of God are peace. When we walk in unity, Brother Jimmy, and walk in the uniting of God's Spirit, then we will have peace. Then we will have joy. Then we will have strength in God. For God has given us the spirit of love, not of contraries, not of fault-finding, not of biting each other at the back and devouring. God hasn't given us that kind of spirit, not to get home and sit together and begin to devour another person or to find fault with another person. Not the spirit that will leave the church and not accept the reproof of God and find fault and speak contrary things concerning the ministry. Lie not against the truth. It's not the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Bible says the Holy Ghost speaking. If you endure chastening, then I deal with you as sons. Amen. If you endure chastening, when you leave this congregation and you take a personified outlook that God doesn't speak to anybody but you, my brother, you're wrong. Amen. When you go away from the house of God offended, then you're wrong, my brother and my sister. Amen. Amen. But when you go away full of love, full of concern about God's work and trying to keep the unity of the Spirit, that's the Holy Ghost. Amen. He has given us the spirit of love. Real genuine love. We talk about love and we don't even have enough love to swear to our own hurt. Amen. We talk about the love of God. Somebody said, well, I believe the love of God is when you just let people get by with anything. If that's true, why does the love of God state here the Holy Ghost say rebuke before all that others might fear? That's the Holy Ghost that's saying that. Amen. If I say anything contrary to that, it's of the devil because the Holy Ghost said do that. Amen. That's what the Holy Ghost said. Praise God. So then love must be rebuked. Amen. We've seen it in Jesus when he spoke. We've seen it in John. We've seen it in Elijah and the others. The love of God. What is the love of God? The Bible said he's given us the spirit of love, God love. Hallelujah. God for love, hallelujah. Not a filial love that desires for our own self, hallelujah, but a real God love. What is God love? He said, if ye love me, ye will keep my commandments. What is the commandment in the world of God? I just read it, what the Holy Ghost said. Amen. This is the commandments, to speak the word. Praise be unto God. He that God sendeth will speak God's word. Amen. So he said that good thing which was committed unto thee keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. He is in us. Ye are the temples of the living God. The temples of the divine Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. He dwelleth within you. And if any man defile the temple of the Holy Ghost, God will destroy the temple. Because he cannot live in it unless it is sanctified, my brother. Hallelujah. And so then he tells us here in the Word of God, he hath given us the spirit of a sound mind. When we are afraid that we're going to lose our mind, when women jump up and, you know, they do all kind of things and they say, I'm just going crazy, you're going to have to put me in. That's lying against the truth. The Holy Ghost didn't give it to you. Amen. When you say, I'm about to have a nervous breakdown, I can't go any further, I can't stand it any longer. My brother, my sister, that's lying against God. Amen. Because the Holy Ghost didn't give you that kind of spirit. Amen. Glory to God, for the Bible said, all they that be of God's of a good mind. And he's given us the spirit of a sound mind. Glory to God. Amen. Such a sound mind that when Jesus met demoniac, amen, when he met those that were possessed of the devil, he cast the devils out and gave them a sound mind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We say, but Brother Pike, we sometimes get in a place and there's more upon us than we can take. Don't lie against the truth, the writer said. Amen. The Bible said you're not taken with any temptation except that which I've already gone through, which Brother John's already gone through, Brother Gonzalez is, or somebody's already gone through. You're not taken with any temptation except that which is common unto man. The thing that's happened to you happened to somebody else that was just a better overcomer than you. That's all. Amen. Don't lie against the truth. The Bible said God is faithful who shall not suffer us to that which we cannot bear or that which we are not able, but will with every temptation make a way of escape that we might be able to bear it. So then I'm talking about what the Holy Ghost said. Amen. We get so mixed up listening to the wrong voices. We get so mixed up because we fail to swear to our own hurt. We get so mixed up because we don't want to crucify the flesh. But my brother, the Bible said that he that cometh after me, let him take up his cross and let him deny himself and follow me. For where I am, there shall my disciple be. Amen. Glory to God, the Holy Ghost. How wonderful. The Bible said that the Holy Ghost hath not given us a spirit of weakness. He's not given us a spirit of fearfulness. But the Bible said of faith and of a sound mind. And also he hath given us the spirit of power. Amen. Somebody said, I wished I had power, Brother Pike. My brother, you can't have the Holy Ghost without having power. Amen. Glory to God. You said, is it in the Word? In the 7th verse, but of power. Amen. He's given us the spirit of power. How many of you believe the Holy Ghost is the spirit of power? Amen. Glory to God. He's the one that created the world and spoke the world into existence. Somebody said, if I could just get full of power, just get full of the Holy Ghost, that's all you got to do. That's why the Bible said, be full of the Spirit. Hallelujah, you have the gift of the Holy Ghost, which is eternal life. The Holy Ghost himself abiding within you, the Bible said. But we want to be full of him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We want to surrender this outer man till the virtue runs through our veins and we can feel the virtue going over our body. And the Bible said when the little woman needed healing, she reached out and touched the hem of Christ's garment. And his faith released the virtue that was stored up within that body. And the Bible said he perceived that virtue went out of his body. Amen. She perceived that she was healed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. God's given us that spirit of power. Praise God. So we have the spirit of power, my brother and my sister. We are not weak. We are not those that count witness. We are not those that do not have a backbone. Amen. The Bible said we do not sorrow as those that have no hope. We've got hope of the resurrection of our loved ones. We've got hope of another life. We've got hope of something better. But they don't have any hope and they sorrow to no end. Amen. Praise God, but we've got the spirit of power. You say, Brother Pike, what do you mean the spirit of power? The Bible said, behold, I give unto you power over all the powers of the enemy. Amen. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Amen. I give unto you power over all the powers of the enemy. How much power of the enemy? The Bible said here in the book of Timothy that Christ hath abolished in his flesh death. I said the crucifying of the body of Jesus Christ was the end of death. Death reigned from Adam over all of them to Calvary. But when Jesus took the body of John Carnes, the body of Jimmy Kirk, the body of Al Gonzalez and Frank Taylor and nailed it to Calvary, that was the abolishing of death. And death cannot reign over them anymore. Amen. If they'll have faith in the finished works of Calvary, they can be translated like Enoch and Elijah was. Amen. Praise God, and sickness is what worketh death. Amen. Sickness is what worketh death. And sin is what causes death. And the Bible said the last enemy to be conquered is death. And the Bible said that when we come to that place, we will say, oh death, where is thy sting and grave? Where is thy victory? Amen. He that is born of God cannot sin. If the stinger of death is sin and God plucked the stinger out at Calvary, then he's just a big bluff. It can't do anything. If you can't sin, you can't die. Amen. Because the Bible said the soul that sinneth shall surely die. Christ killed the body at Calvary, and there's no sin in the body. There's nothing left in your mistakes and your errors to be charged against you as long as they're not willful. Amen. But when you come to the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ and know better, that's willful. That's good proof that the Holy Ghost ain't in you. Amen. That's right. I give unto you power of all the powers of the enemy. Is that right? Death is an enemy, isn't that right? That has to be conquered. And that we got the Holy Ghost and his power over it because he's eternal life. Amen. How can death hurt eternal life? Life has power over death, my brother. Amen. He that cannot sin, amen, is born of God. And he that is born of God cannot sin. And if he cannot sin, then death has lost its sting. Then we say, death, where's thy sting? And if death has no sting, we say, grave, where is thy victory? Amen. Why threaten me? You don't have any victory over me. Amen. Glory to God. We pass from death unto life. God looked down from heaven and heard the groaning of the prisoners and loosed them that was appointed unto death. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So that he has given us the spirit of power. You can tread on serpents, lay hands on the sick, they'll recover. Somebody said, I just can't believe it, but it works anyway. I said, if any two of you agree as touching anything, God will do it. Amen. You say, what do I have to do, Brother Pike? Just believe it. Just believe it. Amen. Just believe it. Praise God. It's not by works. He said here, who hath not called us according to our works. Amen. So then he hath not given us the spirit of fear, but power. Why do we shrink away when these things come upon us? Why do we shrink in fear contrary to the Holy Ghost when God has told us to have faith? When the disciples was on the boat and the raging storm began to come, there when they began to fear, there Jesus lying asleep in the boat and the storm whipping the little boat about. And then they said, Lord, carest thou not if we perish? The Lord had gone to sleep long enough to give them a chance to use their faith. And about the time they need their faith, they couldn't use it. Amen. But Jesus woke up and said, O ye of little faith, why are you afraid? Amen. The Holy Ghost didn't give you that kind of thing. I'm on board, he said. Everything's all right. Glory to God, I've got faith if you haven't got faith. And so he just stood up anyway, and the Bible said he rebuked the winds and the storms. And he said, peace. And he told the waves, said, be still. Glory, and they were still. Amen. They were. Glory to God, they were. Why? Because God has given us the Holy Ghost. He's given us. Oh, glory to God. I could go on and go on and go on with the subject tonight. Hallelujah. He has given us the Holy Ghost. My brother and sister, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, the Bible said when he, the Comforter, is come, when he, the Holy Ghost, is come, if you believe, then you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And the Bible said as they spoke there at Cornelius' house, that as Peter spoke, the Holy Ghost fell on them that heard his words. Glory to God, how many times have I spoken and felt the Holy Ghost fall? How many times, Brother Bob, have you spoken and felt the Holy Ghost settle down on the congregation? Glory to God, looking for somebody that could believe, somebody that would believe, somebody that had conformed to the mind of our blessed Lord and Savior. Glory to God, the further I go, the better it gets, the better it gets, the further I want to go. Hallelujah, the songwriter said, sweeter each day. Hallelujah. Stand with me if you will. Praise God. I appreciate you tonight. Praise God.